Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of my monthly CX update. Welcome to this new video, everyone. If you want to provide a fantastic customer service, of course you need great processes. Without great processes, you're never really going to have that convenient, fluent experience. Now, the thing is, a lot of organizations just train their employees to follow those processes for 100% because their theory, their hypothesis is that if employees do that right, their NPS score will go up, customers will become happier. And this is mainly true. But there is this one thing, mental flexibility. I really believe that in 99% of the cases, you just have to follow the procedures. But in 1% of the cases, your team needs to have the mental flexibility to make another call, to make another decision. I don't know if you saw this, but a few months ago, there was this young man who wanted to propose to his future wife. And he did that in Disneyland Paris in front of the castle. He was falling on his knees. He popped out the ring. And just before she said yes, there was this Disney employee who actually took the ring from the hand of that customer and told him that they have to do the wedding proposal off the stage. Now, what happened here is that, of course, this employee followed the rules. No one is allowed on that stage, no matter what. So he applied that rule. But in this specific situation, he should have had the mental flexibility to know that he just would have been better off just to wait another 45 seconds, then go on the stage, congratulate the young couple, and maybe invite them to one of the stores to pick up a souvenir so that they would always remember this unique moment in their life. But now he kind of ruined it because he followed the rules as he was trained to do. So installing the mental flexibility in your team so that they know in 99% of the cases I follow the rules, in 1% of the cases I am allowed, I'm being encouraged to show other behavior. That will increase your human aspect of your customer experience. Sometimes someone in an organization has a fantastic idea to make a customer happy. Maybe a rather exceptional thing, something unique. And just before that person starts to help the customer in that way, someone from the team says, yeah, but wait, hold your horses. Because what if all customers would start to expect a treatment like this? And then the decision is, yeah, you're right, let's not do it. And that is such a pity. That is such a pity. Because you're letting go of a unique opportunity for the wrong reason. Because if you're doing something that actually every customer would expect from you, then it's worth considering to actually implement that for every customer because it probably creates value for the customer and so for your organization. But in many cases, if you truly want to do something unique for a customer, other people understand that it's something unique. Maybe it's also not something that you always put on the first page of the newspaper, right? It's something that you just do in between people. And my message is, you know, it's okay to do something exceptional for someone. If there's a good reason for that, if you feel that it's the right thing to do, there's nothing wrong with helping one of your customers in a unique way. So the sentence, what if all other customers would expect that? Let that not be a holding block or a roadblock to do something really cool for your customers. Victoria's Secret has always been a brand that is well known for its innovation and trying to do new things for their customers. And they're working on two projects now that I thought were really interesting. The first one is about how can we create a more human experience on our website? A lot of people are buying their products online, but what they see is that online, you know, it's much more about efficiency. It's much more about speed, and that's fine in most of the cases, but they want to add a more human touch to it. And the format that they're going to work with is short form videos. As you all know, short form video, TikTok, YouTube shorts, they're like the most popular formats right now on the internet. They go really fast. They're really cool. People enjoy them. They want to use that format when they're having a conversation or trying to have a conversation with their customers online, giving more explanation about the products so that it becomes more human. Because what they see in their stores is that, you know, a large majority of the customers really has an in-depth conversation with their staff about the products. How can we bring that to the website? And short form is what they're going to try to do. So let's see what that brings them. Second thing they want to do is increase convenience levels. They have a lot of customers that are happy with the products that they bought. So they want to make it even easier to reorder a similar kind of product or even the same kind of product. So what they installed now is like a small AI application where you just take a picture of the label of the item that you have and that you want to rebuy, and just that picture will enable the system to find similar products that will feel the same, that will kind of look the same, that are in a similar price category, so that it filters out the products that you're really looking for. So a filter, more convenience that they're bringing to their online platform. So two innovative ideas of Victoria's Secret. All right, everyone, this was the first CX update of 2024. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share it with your friends. Let me know in the comments what you thought about this episode. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again in 4 weeks from now. Bye-bye.